Avraham Avinu is not only concerned about where to bury Sarah, but he is insistent that she has to be buried in Ma'arat HaMachpelah. To such an extent that we're all aware within Judaism how much attention is given to what's called Kavod HaMet, to respect the deceased, and as such, halachically, one is required to bury someone, Rachmana Litzlan, as expediently and quickly as possible. And yet Avraham Avinu, it would appear, procrastinates. He waits to bury Sarah until he can purchase a specific piece of land, Ma'arat HaMachpelah, and he will not back down. And he's not willing to compromise until he can bury her in that designated land of Ma'arat HaMachpelah. Why is Avraham insistent to such an extent? And it's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal points out that within the text, as Avraham goes to purchase Ma'arat HaMachpelah, in Perek Chav Gimel rather, Psukim Yud Zayin through Chav, Prasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah says, Vayokom stay Ephron Asher Bamachpelah, Asher Lifnei Mamre. Avraham goes up to the stay Ephron, to the fields of Ephron that is found or situated within Machpelah, Asher Lifnei Mamre, that was facing Mamre. Hasadeh Be'ameara Asher Bo. Le'Avraham le'mikne le'enei b'nei chet b'chol ba'ei sha'ariro. Le'enei b'nei chet, in the eyes, in the view of the children of chet. And then the Torah says, in Pasuk Chof, it virtually repeats this entire experience again. Avraham's confrontation, standing in front of Stei Ephron, Avraham's purchase from Ephron, Avraham's being in front of or in view of Bnei Chet. Pasuk Chof, it repeats, Vayakom hasadeh ve'ameara asher bo la'Avraham la'achuzat kaver. Now this piece of land has become an inheritance, a holding of a grave for Avraham in order to bury Sarah, me'et b'nei chet, from the children of chet. Why does the Torah seem to need to repeat what would appear to be obvious? We know Avraham is dealing with Ephron. We know already he's doing it in front of b'nei chet. Why is it necessary for the Torah to repeat these details once again? That this would be the piece of land that Avraham would acquire for the sake of burying Sarah. And Rav Soloveitchik points out that there are absolutely distinct differences within the text of Psukim Yud Zayin through Yud Chet and Pasuk Chof. Prior to the burial, Psukim Yud Zayin and Yud Chet say, Vayakom stay Ephron. It is now the land, the fields of whom? Not of Avraham, but of Ephron. Asher lifnei mamre. It stands in front of mamre. Le'enei b'nei chet. Within view of, in front of the eyes of b'nei chet. It still belongs to them. It is still theirs. But then the Torah says, Ve'acherei chen kavar Avraham et Sarah ishto. After Avraham takes the steps of burying Sarah, he makes claim to this particular portion of land. And then the Torah repeats, Vayakom hasadeh ve'hameara. It does not say that this field or that this cave is the cave of Ephron. No. Asher bo le'Avraham. Now it belongs to Avraham Avinu. Why? How? because now it is after Avram has buried Sarah. He has now made claim. He has now staked his claim by fulfilling the mitzvah of Kivurat HaMeit. A Jew lays claim, a Jew inherits, a Jew embraces through the fulfillment of a mitzvah. A mitzvah so choshuv, so important as that of Kivurat HaMeit. And finally, the Torah now can confirm La'achuzat kover. It is now an achuzah. It's not simply a burial place. It is the place of inheritance. It's a holding that now marks and belongs and denotes and emphasizes the future legacy of Am Yisrael. Me'et b'nei chet, says Rav Soloveitchik. There is a difference between the first description, the Einei B'nei Chet, within the eyes or the view of B'nei Chet. Now the Torah calls it after the purchase, after the burial, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, the purpose, Me'et B'nei Chet, from the children of Chet. It is no longer theirs. It has now been designated exclusively for Avram Avinu, not only for the immediate purpose of burying Sarah, but for the purpose of nurturing and educating the foundations of Am Yisrael. The way we inherit, the way we claim, the way we make our stake in this world is by absolutely committing ourselves to fulfillment of mitzvah. And this is precisely why in Pasuk Yutet, after Avram buries Sarah, the Torah specifies where is the Me'arat HaMachpelah al pnei Mamrei hi Chevron be'eretz Kenan. Now we can identify the sanctity, the beauty, the essence of what this place represents. Yes, it is a Me'ara al pnei Mamrei. Where? In Chevron. And where is Chevron? Where is it focused to? What is its ultimate purpose and goal? Be'eretz Kenan. To be designated for the sanctified purpose of Eretz Yisrael, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we can understand the essence, the importance of why Avraham Avinu was so insistent that Sarah be buried in this specific place. Why does it make such a difference? There's a fascinating halacha which is introduced by Reb Chaim Bibrisk. Many of the Acharonim did not necessarily agree with him. But there's a halacha that when a person is buried amongst Goyim, we have to do everything in our power possible to rebury the person, to remove and reinter the body from its grave amongst the Goyim, and to give it proper burial amongst its fellow Jewish kvura. And kvurat ha'meit should be done within the confines of Jewish burial, of a Jewish cemetery. Rav Chaim Mibrisk Pashkin, that the removal of a body from a goyis, from a cemetery amongst Goyim, is considered a meit mitzvah. So much so that he paskin that a kohen, who is normally not allowed to be metame, to expose himself to the impurity of the dead, to the impurity of a mace, he is chayav, if he is the only one around, to remove a Yisrael's goof, the body of a Jew, which is buried amongst Goyim, and to rebury the body amongst the Yisrael. Why? Why was Rav Chaim of this opinion? And I think the explanation is as follows. In Judaism, both what Rav Chaim demonstrates to us is based on what Avram demonstrated to us, as I explained a few moments ago. In Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, we believe that no one dies. No one leaves this world. Yaakov Avinu Chai Vekayam. David Melech Yisrael Chai Vekayam. Allow me to elaborate and clarify. Obviously, we physically expire from this world. But from a Jewish perspective, all of us continue to live based on our legacy, based on our teachings, based on our modes and patterns of behavior that we leave for people to learn from us. And of course, based on hopefully the ethical and moral standings that we represent in the values of how we conduct ourselves in our lives. Those teachings, those principles, and those foundations remain very much alive even after a person physically expires. And therefore, at the beginning of Parshat Vayelech, Vayelech Moshe, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you look at Rashi, there is no commentary offered to the words Vayelech Moshe. And Rav Moshe explains, because that is precisely what the Torah wants us to appreciate. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe walked. He left this world physically, but he continues to walk within the hearts of Am Yisrael based on who he was and what he represented. And this is precisely the reason, Rabotai, why Avram is insistent in burying Sarah Imenu in Ma'arat HaMachpelah, the specific place which represents not only who Sarah was and what we can learn from her, but who so many of our ancestors were, the legacy that they leave behind, the teachings, the foundations that they are, with regards to how we are meant to preserve and move forward in our own lives and the future generations of Am Yisrael. In this respect, if this is the amount of kavod, of respect and reverence, the attention that we give to kavod hamet, to the deceased, how much more so do we have to give our attention and heed, advice and guidance to kavod achayim, to those who are still alive? How much more it is incumbent upon all of us to take advantage, to be able to learn from the teachings and from the instructions and guidance that exists and that is available to us around our communities, around our kehilot, around the places that we live, through our parents, through our children, through our rabbanim, through our teachers and our rabbis, and of course through the institutions of Torah. Yiratzon, we should all be zoche through appreciation in this week's parsha of the extent of kavod hamet, to accentuate and to elaborate and emir tashem to grow through kavod hachayim. Shabbat shalom.